All right, welcome everyone to our December 2024 South Dakota Game Fish and Parks Commission meeting. For those of you that are with us here in our state capitol, welcome. For everyone listening and watching online, welcome to you as well. We've got a full agenda, but we will get through everything today. We will not be meeting tomorrow. All of our decisions and information will be provided today. One of the first things that we need to do is a conflict of interest disclosure, and this is something that as the chair, I am required to read at the beginning of every meeting, and so I will go through that now. Now is the time for the commission to consider any written or verbal disclosures of conflicts of interest by current and former commission members. If any member of the commission has completed a written disclosure of a conflict of interest, the commission will consider the disclosure at this time. If any commission member wishes to verbally disclose an interest in a contract as defined in SDCL 3-23-1, a direct benefit from a contract as defined in SDCL 3-23-1 and 3-23-2, or any other conflict with any matter on today's meeting agenda, please identify the contract or other matter in which you have the conflict of interest and generally describe the nature of the conflict. Also, if during the meeting you become aware that you have a conflict of interest with any proposed contract or other matter, please notify the chair of the conflict and generally describe the nature of the conflict. And if you disclose a conflict of interest, the commission must vote on whether the matter underlying the conflict is fair, reasonable, and not contrary to the public interest. You may not participate in the commission's discussion and vote on the conflict. With that, the commissioners have seen the agenda at this time. Do we have anyone that would like to raise a conflict? Do they feel they have one? Seeing none, very good. We will continue on. Number two on our agenda, approval of previous meeting minutes. These were from our November meeting, which took place in this very room. We've all had the opportunity to look over those minutes, which were also posted online for the public. Do we have any questions or comments regarding the minutes? Move to adopt by Commissioner Cole, seconded by Commissioner Bartling. All those in favor of approving the November minutes, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Those minutes are approved. Number three on our agenda, additional commissioner salary days. Oftentimes our commissioners will travel around the state or to other department meetings to represent the commission as well as visit with constituents. Do we have any additional commissioner salary days that a commissioner would like to bring forward? Very good, seeing none. We will move on. Number four. We are going to take a look at our 2025 commission meeting schedule. And I know we were going to put that on the screen for everyone to see. These were dates and locations that the commission had the opportunity to look over in November. And today, just for the record, we will approve these and move forward. Does anyone from the department need to speak on any of these locations or dates? Secretary.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Kevin here, Secretary of the Game Fish and Parks. I just wanted to make reference. We made a few changes upon your request, the one being in July there. We're going to Yankton once again to the facility down there at the NFAA building. And then the other request we had was Aberdeen in June. And I do want to bring your attention to that as well, because we do have the Fort Sisseton Festival that weekend. So it would be great if we could have that commission meeting and then attend that Fort Sisseton Festival that weekend. So we did make some changes to the previous list of meetings here that you had in front of you last month. So thank you for those recommendations.
Very good. Any comments from the commissioners? Moved to approve by Commissioner White. Seconded by Commissioner Teal. All those in favor of moving forward with the 2025 schedule, say aye.
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 It is approved. And right now, it does bring us to our open forum, but we like to keep that during the 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, because that is when we post it, it will take place. So in order to help us stay on track, we are going to